Good morning. Welcome to each one this morning. This past week, I listened to the book Peace Child by Don Richardson. I'm assuming that's a pretty familiar book to quite a few people. And if it's not familiar, you really should get familiar with it. It's an excellent story of how missionaries, Don Richardson, went to Papua New Guinea and worked in the worked with the tribes there and brought the news of Jesus to them, and how it radically transformed their lives, changed their culture, and yet did it in a way that was in their culture as well. It wasn't they were still in the same culture as they were before, but it was changed. Christ was new in it. And so I've been just mulling over the story. I've read the book a number of times before, and it was good to reread it. And thinking about that, how Christ went and changed their lives from people that, I mean, they were headhunters and cannibals, to constantly fighting and bickering and just being very unhappy, to true joy and peace amongst themselves. In Sunday school, we are all looking at, going through and studying the book of Mark, and I was thinking of Mark chapter 1, verse 1. It's the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And in our class, we talked a bit about the gospel is this good news. So as we're studying Mark, it's the story of the good news of Christ, that good news that has changed, I trust, our lives and our culture. We have our own culture here, but what's amazing to me about this story of the good news that's here in the gospel is not only can it change our lives and our culture, but around the world. And if we think right now, how many folks do we have in other places or cultures that we know of? Not only there's quite a few from this congregation that are in other places working with people in contexts that are very different from us here. And we trust the same Bible, the same gospel can go and change their lives in their own culture. So just one example of how the gospel can. Mark was writing this to the Romans, for the Romans, from what I understand, at least. So that was one group of people that was very different from the Jews who Jesus originally came to. Not sure if that's the right way of saying it. Jesus did come, first of all, to the Jews, but obviously much more than that. So I don't want to take away from our Sunday school lesson today, but I do want to look at it, grab a few verses from there. So Mark 8. Thinking of changed lives and people and how the gospel can change. We have the example of Peter here in the Sunday school lesson today, how Peter clearly calls out, you know, knows who Christ is, and then still was used by Satan to say things against Christ. But we do have this example later on the rest of the New Testament, how he was an instrumental part of the growth of the early church. That's just a bit of a side note. But I didn't want to read here in Mark chapter 8, starting in verse 34, and calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?" That's something that's called of us to do. It's this gospel of Christ requires the same thing from each one of us. We're to deny ourselves and take up a cross. For Jesus, taking up that cross was going to death. And so for us, it is, if we're going to follow in Jesus' footsteps, it's taking up the cross of Christ, dying to ourselves, in order to gain that new and transformed life. This new life was not just for the Jews and for the Romans. It's amazing. I want to come back to that transformation that happens. This transformed life can be for us in our Mennonite setting, just as much as it was for the Jews, much for the Sawi people that Don Richardson writes about, how it completely changed their cultures. And if we think about folks around the world and in other settings and other backgrounds, and how this truth of what Jesus can do in their lives can change and make them new. And we know we have proof. I say we have proof in the Bible that not only can we see it in the we have stories of people around the world who are being changed. If we look at Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 12. If I can find where I was. Yeah. Revelation 7, verse 9. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one can number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." So this was something that John saw already, a vision he was given thousands of years ago, about how this gospel is for everyone. It is not just ours, but it is something that can transform everyone. I'm sure I should have prepared more thoughts to share with you all, but that's what I have at this point. I'm grateful to a God who takes us, with our history, the way we are, the environment we're in, and can make us new people. I do want to have us sing song 177 as a song of praise to God. 177, all glory, laud, and honor.
All glory, Lord. Our love.
You change our lives. Thank you that your presence is with us and that you take the people that we were and you make us new. You give us hope and joy. Be with the rest of this service. Pray that we could sense your presence as we study your word. In Jesus' name, amen.